עכשיו מתחילים חצי השני של
Now we start the second half of our broadcast. In fact, it'll be the first talk of between of the talks about the wisdom of Kabbalah. What shall I start the first talk of? From the state of a man. A man throughout his development in life, throughout thousands of years where people have developed, they come to questions. Even thousands of years ago, we see that they asked questions about the essence of life, and every one of us as well. The question about life is the most difficult question. It comes to a person in the beginning of his development. Each and every one of us maybe remember himself in ages of 6, 8, 10 years old, when he was asking, what are we living for? And this question is not just pops up inside oneself, rather it is an essential question one asks, and it is a natural question. And if one was receiving the proper education from the environment, if the environment too would have known what we live for, why, for which purpose, is there a purpose to our lives? Is there some purpose to the existence of humanity, then one would have been receiving this answer very young, and maybe he would have grown up differently than how we see the world today. But we don't receive the question. We are even ashamed to ask it, because we see, we look at the grown-ups, how they exist, how they carry on. And thus we carry on until we forget this question, we oppress it, because there is no answer, no reply. Humanity today is in this big question, which keeps increasing with the ecological problems, with drug problems, and the crisis in the family and education and all. And still, it doesn't know the answer and prefer to forget about it. Advertisement, TV, radio, all sorts of things, anything, just not to think about it. Even the grown-ups who are supposed out of their role, they have to think about the future of humanity, the danger of destruction of the world, and so on. They are incapable of programming, planning everything, and think about it, because they don't know how to correct. They don't know how the secret of life and the meaning of life. So this question, although it is a very naive kind of question, what to live for, but it is a question that is on the that is hidden in each and every action of people, and it is inside our lives at every given moment and demands an answer. You might say that everything one does in his life, everything that he's trying to do, it's either to discover this question and maybe even the answer, or to hide this question in order not to remember it, and supposedly to be disconnected from it as if it doesn't exist. Either with positivity or negativity, we're always relating to this question, what are we living for, which is determined as by Kabbalistic of what's the point of our lives. And no matter what, whoever succeeds or not succeed to escape from this question, who's better in such a case, in fact,
accordingly he's operating. Depends on the environment, on the education, but mainly what's within oneself, what is called his point of the heart, Nekuda Shebelov, his yearning to his attitude to this question. Accordingly, people are divided to those who are running away to all sorts of other affairs, that they too, towards the same question, what is the point of our life, they can be divided to science or just education or domination or money or respect or corporal pleasures, but all of them are arranged towards the same question of what is the purpose of my life, what is the reason for my life. As I have said, one sometimes succeeds. We all somehow succeed to oppress this question in our childhood, but afterwards, this question all of a sudden pops up again, or in difficult times, especially then we ask, why are we suffering for? So throughout this suffering, we come again to this question, what is the point of my life? Little kid doesn't suffer. This question awakens in him naturally, but a grown-up who is under all of this burden of family, kids, work, debts, pressure of society, advertisement, obligations to the society to be as everyone, he's trying not to deepen in his questions, rather the society forces him to be in some kind of role towards the society, as a family man, as a worker, as a member, as a citizen. He doesn't have time. This is how we have arranged our life in order to escape this very same question. But when difficult times comes, one still asks this question, what am I suffering for? Which is the same question, what do I live for? But it is asked from the negativity. Here as well, it's either is escaping from this question or is trying to come to some kind of calming techniques, or doctors. We know that today the number one disease is this depression. And according to the use of pills and medications and drugs, also with youngsters, especially with youngsters, it is also supposedly why man in such an age has to use drugs and disconnect himself from life. He has his whole life ahead of him, the adventure of life, love, corporal love. The whole world is ahead of him, which had so many opportunities for him. No, there are millions that are prepared to disconnect from this life, and it's not necessarily that they feel bad. The Swiss people are in the second world rate among suiciders. They don't succeed as much to suicide. Only one out of four succeeds, otherwise they would have been in the first place. And it is a country that you can say that it is from the undeveloped countries, that the country doesn't let people develop and they don't have the opportunities to implement themselves, and drugs and suicide among the youngsters, meaning there is a phenomena here when one wants to escape life before he even discovers life themselves. Again and again it tells us that the same, very same question, why are we living for, that awakens in us in the age, let's say, of 6 years old. This is a question that from that age onward we have to solve it. Otherwise, the generation, the young generation, will be involved with drugs and suicides. Not for nothing, the Rav Kook's right when Agra, also, the Gaon Mivilna, that when they were asked from which age people should start studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, they say whoever wants to and from which age they want to. And Agra says from the age of 6, because he himself was 9 years old, great wise of the concealed and hidden. At the age of 11, he started writing books in Kabbalah as well. These are very special people, but still it indicates that a kid, that children can ask and also find the answers about the question of his life. If we're looking about the entire world, we see how the whole throughout thousands of years develops in its desires, small to bigger desires, that thousand years ago people weren't longing to things like in our days. What they would settle for less, and today they want more and more and more, until it comes to a state that they don't want anything more. They want to disconnect because they discovered this all progress didn't bring the brought them anything. It is known that there's a crisis in the family, crisis in education. We don't know how to educate the new generation because we don't have the answers. Why are we living for? So in what can we educate them? If a few hundred years ago, maybe even 50, 100 years ago, we would have been able to educate our kids how to manage in this life. This is what we were teaching them, how to, in fact, to escape the question, what is the purpose of our life? This is the whole education, our entire culture, everything that we're dealing with in life is ours. This very same question, as I've said. So today, we cannot, why are we in a crisis of education? Because we have no answers to them. If they have the question, why am I living for? So directly for that question, we don't have an answer. Therefore, school, what are we studying there? The programs are very weak. We switch them from 1 year to the other. Nobody is happy, content, but there is no solution. The crisis in the family, people are divorcing. Who doesn't divorce these days? And more than one time, man who was taking care of his family and the son was acquiring from his father and the daughter from her mother, and the son knew that if his father was a carpenter, he would be a carpenter again. And throughout hundreds of years, the trade was delivered from father, from son, and it was very strong in the family. We read it in novels, how people would draw their family tree. Today, there is no connection between family members, not only between man and wife, husband and wife. Even the latest phenomena that parents are not taking care of their kids, like the world is for them, let them manage. And in fact, at a younger and younger age, kids disconnect from their parents and everybody feel cozy with that, as if there is no obligation one to the other. Accordingly, the society is building systems of support system in grown-up people, and against the world supposedly belongs to the youngsters who are already in a free, they are free from young age, meaning These phenomena, all of them indicate about two things. That the ego, the will to receive, the will to receive of man grows and grows and grows and doesn't find the answer what it is for and why is it growing. We as well see how the crisis expands to all of one affairs in this world, that if, suppose, 100 years ago, people of culture, artists, musicians were so respectable. A good painter, a good musician was very respectable. Kings, prime ministers would honor them and receive them. Today, who needs them? Because our will to receive, our will to enjoy, to feel ourselves is much bigger than any good music or nice picture. It is much firmer than that, so we don't respect these things anymore. I'm talking in generality, of course, of the humanity. There are such people who do the opposite. They say, we have to, against our ego, which is destroying everything. That is destroying families, destroying our kids, brings them to drugs, that brings the countries to the edge of mutual mass destruction. We have to deal with some kind of relaxation in methods of that oppresses our will, our egoistic will. Let us all be meditating, transcendental meditation or any other kind of meditations, all sorts of methods of relaxations. There are such who succeed. There is such a passing fashion of the industry, of the culture of India, and like maybe soon it will be China, where one still searches for calmness, peacefulness, that there is no choice and it is impossible to solve this problem. What am I living for? So somehow not to suffer, so I will calm myself down and my will that it won't be that big and demand the answer for the question, what am I living for? Rather, I will live in a more humble way. Then, by some kind of method that we come to state that will feel good, I diminish myself, I'm making myself as a kid, as a baby, thank God I have my health, and I will settle for that. There are still many people who are affected by it. It is working on them, and this way they allude to this niche place. But we see that still it doesn't hold for long, because probably the nature leads us to increase our ego, our desires, to such extents that we won't be to maintain it, to restrict it, to hold it in some kind of pity games. Still, the question is, what is the purpose of our life? Is bursting outside and leads to a crisis. The crisis also comes out of that we see that probably one is the center of evil of reality. Before, throughout thousands of years, we've been thinking that a man is the is a product of the nature which is good, that this is the top of the development. He is the wisest. He changes nature. He's giving the whole nature justification of existence because he's taking things that are around him and use them properly. He discovers the rules that are in nature. He uses them for the development of the society. We've been thinking throughout of thousands of years that humanity will come to a state that everything will be good, that our will is still, as much as it is bad, we will see how it is, should use properly, that the science and culture and education, medication, all the affairs of men on the face of the earth will bring him to a situation he will be able to enjoy these fruits that he put throughout thousands of years of development, and all of a sudden we see that it is a rotten fruit and bitter, and contrary, instead of enjoying from the development, we see that the result out of this development is death and bottoms and darken. We destroy nature. We came to such ecological damages that we don't know what will happen within a month. Not hurricanes or tsunamis. We're already talking about destruction of humanity by nature, a disaster of cold or heat. Nobody knows exactly what, but in fact, everything that we keep hearing from scientists is very, very horrifying and scary. And it's not that they say it will happen maybe sometime. Certainly there will be an end of man's life upon on the face of the earth. They're already talking about certain years or months. Nobody knows when or what. The Gulf Stream is changing, and it is leading to ice a disaster to all of Europe. The volcanoes are about to burst, and mainly from inside the ocean, and that will lead to much bigger changes if it's in Africa or somewhere else. But we're talking about from inside the ocean, it is much more dangerous because it moves all the ground, all the soil. And in short, we are in situations, we were never in such situations before, and more it has been clarifying to us that the whole world is a small village, that we influence one another not by coming to global economical or to global terrorism. Rather, we are literally dependent one upon another in all of our occupation. We are dependent one upon another by oil, petrol, in energy, with everything. So much that it turns out that some change, some place in the world can make an enormous shock to the rest of the world. And how can we keep those small shocks from shaking the entire world as a result? It is not understood by us. Also, we don't know what effects and according to which formula the whole world is connected to one another. We see it is connected. We also came not out of nature, which it belongs to one another. We discover now the first burn in a certain place or in another place. There are hurricanes and, let's say, cold or heat disasters. We didn't know it before, but it was before as well. But now that we see as well that we have tied all humanity to one big knot by economica, by the development, by petrol, by consuming with everything that it is affecting the other. It is enough that in one state there will be an economical destruction. Everybody is feeling it because they are all depends on the same providence each country is giving to everyone else. We are becoming as a living body, one living body that is living on the face of the earth and wrapping it and living on it. And this picture from day by day becomes more clearer, more tougher, and more dependent. This body is more and more dependent of its organs. And the global terror, they say that this is not just something passing, that in some way we can control it or diminish it to some extent, but rather this thing, this is a bursting of men against this same very question. People who don't know what the goal is, they put other goals ahead of them, and they already have self-confidence that they obtain these goals. They are answering this question of the purpose of their lives. Therefore, they don't mind suiciding and living in very difficult situations and devoting their lives to obtaining some goal, because this goal is the answer to their questions, what am I living for? But again, certainly, this answer is not the solution, but if we would have found the right solution to this question, certainly the terror would have been calmed down, but otherwise it won't. We see that probably throughout all the phases of development of humanity, there were people who were asking the questions of existence, philosophers, the ancient philosophers, the thinkers. Religions, their purpose was to answer this question. This is why they were founded, those religions. And the religion founders ask themselves why people are living for, and this is what religions are trying to answer. And we see how much it doesn't success as well. The more advanced we are in the modern culture, we still want to present ourselves as we belong to some kind of religion, we believe in an upper force, but it belongs more to culture. This is not a religion anymore. This is not something, this is some kind of culture club, and no more than that. That people, person, if he would have felt the answer that he can receive by religion, then he would have behaved differently. he would have arranged his life differently, rather because the behavior is very cruel, the family crisis, drugs, education crisis. Out of that we see what is happening in the religious as well, that the religions today they cannot influence men anymore. Men is not religious anymore. Rather, this is a part of humanity's culture. And the last blow that adds to all of those disappointments of men's affairs on face of the earth for thousands of years is in science. Humanity always believed in science. The science was something that doesn't concern people. We discover the world, and the more we discover it, we will be able to use it in more properly to our benefit. The science in the time of in the past belonged only to very special people, to close societies. All their revelations of science were kept secret. Revelations then were great revelations. Mirror, or explosives, or paper, rules of mathematics, medicine, they were very dear and principal things to humanity. Throughout thousands of years it was kept. There was always a coping between religion and science. Still, they couldn't live together. And we've been always thinking that by the science we will be able to come to good. But from the moment, as Baal HaSulam is writing, the scientists started selling out their science for money, meaning each one of them received everyone as a student. By that they opened up the doors to everyone, and the science went public to the street, and everybody started using it. Those for making money, others for other properties, others for respect, control, wars, and so on. Then the science didn't come to help people in life, rather for his own badness. Then there is the question whether science can help people in life. So there is the question, but in biological, no, we develop poisons there. So at least medication, we see the more we're looking up about people, the further we are from becoming healthy. The development, even scientific development, doesn't prove to us that we advance by science to better life. But this is a hit, this is a blow, that in fact, in the generality of the hits humanity sees out of its all affairs on the face of the earth. But there is another hit in science, that we come to the end of the science. In the last 50 years, we see how much there is no more development. On the opposite, what was known this far, that we are dealing more and more with what we know, we discover only in the internality how much we don't know. We discover more of the universe. All of a sudden we discover in the universe that we only know 2-3% of the universe, of what it is consisted of these big blocks from gases and all sorts of things. But except for that, it has energy that we don't understand. It has substance that we cannot attain. It is disappearing. Every time we discover how much we don't understand this world. And when we come especially to quantum physics, we discover how much our perception of the reality is very limited perception. So much that finally we are starting to discover that our perception is only within our senses, that all of our instruments, all of our vessels are built in such a way that we don't discover anything that is outside of us objectively, but everything that is revealed to us is revealed inside of our senses, meaning subjectively what we can apprehend, and also what we think we cannot apprehend, that too is also revealed in our senses and in our subjective internal vessels. All of that as well brings humanity to another, to being more helpless and empty and despair. That is in the world today. If today, excuse me, if once we would have been able to make a plan, a political plan, country that was development, was making a plan for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, even 1 year. This is how they used to make plans. Otherwise, you can't move forward. In 50 years from now, you need such and such energy, so you need to start building power stations that will start operating them from 10 years from now. Within 30 years, you need to have such and such scientists, so now you have to start opening up places how you will prepare scientists, because to prepare a scientist you need 30 years and so on. Today there is no such thing. Today one who ends university, he has to complete his profession immediately, because it never ends, it keeps developing. He has to work on himself constantly. If once he was ending university, then he would have been working for 20, 30, 50 years with the same knowledge cut from the university. Today, there is no such thing. We see it especially in computers. Everybody says that except for working, they have to keep studying all the time. And without it, it is impossible. So, we see how much those things bring men to the feeling of hopelessness. And the countries, as I said, once were making plans for 50 years ahead. Without it, it would have been impossible for a state to develop. Today we can't do anything like it. Today we cannot plan anything, and even if we do, it changes instantly. So we come to a state of entire lack of control of our world and of our lives, especially that we've been always thinking that we will have an absolute control over life and the world and whatever we will do in this world. So the question of what is the purpose of our lives today is not a question of one person, rather of the whole of humanity. And when it comes back from the whole humanity back to one person, he feels himself one among everybody. Maybe on the one hand, the trouble of plenty is half a console. So, what can I do? It's I too shall carry on. But on the other hand, still, this despair, general despair, that wanders about in the world, this helplessness, it is still something that needs to bring us to stand against this internal question, and probably we will be able to find out the answer. How and where do we will have the answer for it? Is there an answer? Maybe man lives and dies, and there is nothing that needs to be as an answer here for his life. We live because we live. The answer has to be, especially from those two conditions. On the one hand, we are disappointed that we don't have the answer and we have to find it, on the one hand. On the other hand, that out of all of our affairs in this world, especially thanks to them, we come to a state that we understand nature a little bit, and we see that from all of nature, whoever is really developing, especially, is man, humankind. And if he develops, then out of the investigations of nature, we see that whoever is developing is developing out of a reason, and this reason is already included with the goal, with the final objective that has arisen from the beginning. That is why it is evolving. Our evolution, as we discover it today, also in quantum physics, and also out of our own genes, by investigating nature, the evolution is always a purpose development from the beginning. Knows to which situation it needs to bring each particle of the creation, and then it leads it through gradual development to the wanted, desired situation. As we see that an apple, let's say, how much it is bitter and hard, ugly while it is developing, and how good it is and worthy of use at the proper time when it ripes. And this is the same in every creature and creature, in each and every cell that develops. Why is that? Because from the beginning, even before there is a beginning of evolution, there is a program inside the cells and inside the developing object. It already has inside of it the final picture, the final situation in potential that he has to attain. And that is why this is we investigate since in nature. That is why probably in nature, if we will discover properly, there is also an answer for our own development, that we are developing in a very difficult situations, like the same bitter apple, and it can be that in the end it will be the opposite situation in our ripening, in our the situation that we can come to. The question is only whether do we develop then in a necessary where the nature is forcing us to, and we develop. All of a sudden, humanity wants to develop science, education, culture, all of a sudden something else, to those to control, to those to power, and others to wealth, richness, and so on, and altogether this is how we develop throughout of thousands of years, or there is some kind of a self-participation on our part, private, in all of this process. Meaning the question is such, sit and don't do anything, wait, and then everything will be revealed to you, or perhaps if we will not take an active part and won't participate and don't discover it by ourselves, then we will suffer very much from the situation that we will go through. And if those situations, will they lead us to the end of development? And probably the welcome, the desired development that we see, that we attain something good, or this development in its last phase still demands the participation of man, because man, which has developed in his mind an emotion to be the big one, the free one, the one who understands the reality, not for nothing the nature is bringing us such big vessels. Probably we too have to take a recognitional part in our development. All that we will have to discuss it further and talk about it, but certainly by science we see that in each very tiny cell there is a gradual development as a cause and consequence, that it is impossible that there is a next state, state number two out of state number one, it cannot develop for nothing. Rather, there is this cell or this man or any kind of object, a part that is in development, it has to discover in level number one that it has already implemented itself, that it feels bad, that it has to come to level number two, and this desire leads him to another more developed situation, and so on, from level number two to level number three. The development is gradual, the cause and consequence, that it is always discovering the current situation as bad and the next situation as better, and so on. We have developed as humanity, that each time that we have evolved, we've seen that this is something not good, it can be better, and then we come and change the society or the relations among us, social relations or well, global relations. We start putting into our lives new things, a result of the development of wisdom, science, culture, and so on. Meaning one operates gradually according to the lacks that he discovers, that I should have it. I'm sick and tired of my furniture, so I replace it. The current situation is bad, there is a better one. Let's say it in this way. There is an evolution. It is always gradual to better situations. So when we see this development, how it is going on us and how it is going on through living cells, out of that we are only in a question. On all of nature rules still vegetate animate and live. I can investigate them, I can understand them as much as possible, but still only about the level of man, of speaking what belongs to man, not of his body, but rather of his psychology, his way of thinking, his goals, on things as the higher they are in the internality of man. This is where we don't understand and don't know, and we have no way of finding out and attaining it. And here there's the question: do we really can't do it to see it, because we are in this degree that I am, let's say I'm still vegetate, animate, speaking. When I am in the level of speaking, investigate the nature of still or vegetate or animate, then I look from up downwards from my mind, my perception, my science that I have developed in the degree of the speaking. Then lower forms than me in nature, I can investigate and understand and control them. Many, to understand it means to control, to put them under investigation, to give them some kind of influences, and to see the reactions, to study them, because everything that I'm studying is in fact a black box that before I study I don't know what it is. I influence it somehow and get certain responses. By many influences I receive many reactions, and then accordingly I know the formula what it is, probably this object that I am studying about. So when I relate in such a way to still vegetate or animate, then I can understand it. Meaning I can eventually understand what is its cause and what is its purpose. So much that in fact everything is understood to me. Rather, I only don't know to investigate myself. The speaking in me, not the still vegetate and alive in me, rather the speaking in me. And there is the question, can I not do it? Then where is the purpose of nature? Because everything evolves from still vegetate, animate and speaking. And then there's probably some kind of result. This way I don't see the reason, because I don't see the goal. The final goal, I don't see it because of the reason, from the lack of whatever for. Probably in order to investigate the speaking, we need to ascend to a next level, which is called spirituality. Let's name it differently, doesn't matter. A higher level from me. And then from this level I can probably investigate myself if such a degree exists, but it probably exists. And why is that? Because we discover by modern science that it is not just we as humanity are connected to one body on the face of the earth, rather all of nature laws are connected together into one law. And this law is bypassing, is surrounding the whole of the reality. One law. And we are inside of it. We, it means everything that exists, our universe, the earth, with the still, vegetate, animate and speaking on top of it, everything is under the influence of one law, but it is working on us through many private forces of it. These are the laws that we study in physics, biology, medicine, psychology, in all sorts of our science. But our science, we have divided them in such a way because it is easier for us to investigate that way. But in fact, this is one nature. And when we study this, the nature by all sorts of science, then we see that it is not, this is physics and this is biology and this is chemistry and this is medicine. This is all connected as one. There is no differentiation in rules. This is only how we've been studying them. But when we've ended our study, we see that it is all connected together to one law that is operating us on us. And this is how we feel influenced from all sorts of different size on us, or how we are divided into steel, vegetate, animate, and speaking. So we feel that there is some kind of dividing and the influence on us. But this is how we feel it, because this is how we are incorporated from many layers. But the law is one. So we already have a different question now. How will we know this one law that is operating on the whole of the existence, that it is probably moving and bringing the world, especially us, like the fruit that is being ripened from the degree of steel, vegetate, animate, and speaking? How does it bring us to the situation that now we are all beginning to ask about life? That this is, in fact, the degree where humanity is standing at. And as we've been discussing, that a man that is coming from one situation to the other, so he is ascending from one situation level to the other, only because he finds out that in his current degree that he feels bad and that there is no more where to develop to. So maybe this question might lead us to a higher development, but we mustn't escape, run away from this question. On the contrary, you have to go deep into it and to demand the answer. Up till now, humanity has been dealing with all its affairs, is how to run away from this question. And today, there is already supposedly two directions. Either we oppress this question by drug, suicide, general despair, general crisis, and so on, as much as is possible, or maybe there is a medication. I want to say that today we are as one person, all of humanity, before this big important question, what is the reasons for our existence? If we will find the answer, our existence will continue and be good. We will know, and we will go along with nature laws. We will know how to use them properly. If we will not know, then as an individual person, so is all the humanity, we'll have to use some kind of means to keep forgetting about these questions, and it will only lead to bigger and bigger blows, hits. Therefore, our position today before this question is a very special position. And we can see in it that this is a state that brings us to development, nice development, to a higher degree, above still vegetate, animate, speaking, to a higher degree. And if we will insist not open our eyes and want to discover the answer, the opposite will happen. Some of us will see themselves either as vegetate, still animate, and oppressing themselves, and suicide. And this is how we will continue suffering until this general law will not force us to solve the question of what is the purpose of our lives. So by that we will end our talk for today, and we will start the next talk from exactly the part of the introduction of Talmud Esser HaSulam, where Baal HaSulam is talking about this question: what is the purpose of our life and what is the solution? Thank you very much. This is the end for today. Thank you for all of our viewers in Israel and throughout the world.